The Last Sherlock Holmes Story by Michael Dibdin. Read by Robert Glenister. When William Gillette, the American actor, asked the author if he might introduce a love interest in the Sherlock Holmes play, Sir Arthur briskly cabled, "Marry him, murder him, do what you like with him." It should be recorded that some enthusiasts regarded even this high canonical authority with disfavour. James Howard Holroyd, Introduction to 17 Steps to 221B. On the 16th of February 1926, John Herbert Watson, M.D., better known to millions as the Dr. Watson of Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes stories, died of injuries sustained in a fall at his home near Lyndhurst in Hampshire. He was 73. When his will came to be read, it was found that in a codicil he had provided for a box of papers to be left on deposit with his bankers for a period of not less than 50 years, at the end of which time it was to be opened and the contents made public. The world in which Watson grew up had already been swept away by the Great War, in which he himself played a small but honourable role. Soon the brash, unstable world that replaced it was in turn weighed in the balances and found wanting. From its smouldering ashes, after 40 years of labour pains, the 20th century was finally born. The new age grew to adolescence and then to manhood. It overran the earth, changing whatever it touched out of all recognition. This infant prodigy was celebrating its 30th birthday when, in the summer of 1976, a dented metal dispatch box was duly brought up, like treasure from some fabled wreck, out of the vaults where it had lain silently for half a century. No one had...